Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. An actress, writer, educator, Carol Pendergrast is someone that I know and admire who lives here in Wilmington. Carol has written and will be performing a new one-woman show that was inspired by her Norwegian grandmother. It's called From Norway to America with Love. She'll premiere the show next Friday evening at 7 p.m. at Old Books on Front Street. So Carol is here to tell us about it. Carol, welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. It's always been wonderful working with you.
So great.
Now we have a new way to work together.
Exactly. Yeah, we're talking on the radio.
Yes.
Hey. So, Carol, tell us about your Norwegian grandmother. What was her name? And I know she traveled alone from where?
From Norway. She grew up in a little village in Norway called Aken. Her name was Gunhild. And over here, they changed it to Hilda. And she had to travel by herself because by then, all her older brothers had already come over to America. And so when she was old enough to come over, she came over at 19 all by herself. She had to come over via a horse and cart and then a little boat and then another boat to England and then a big ship over to America and a train to Chicago to meet her brother.
There were a lot of Swedes and Norwegians that settled in Chicago if they didn't settle in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
those were kind
yeah.
of the hotbeds of Scandinavian folks,
yes.
as my family would say. So she was 19 when she came alone. She didn't even know anybody on the ocean liner.
No, and didn't know English either.
Wow.
And she didn't stay in Chicago. After a while, I'm not sure quite how long, she had an aunt out in California who ran a boarding house in Eureka in Northern California.
Wow.
And the men that were cutting down the logs and building things in those days out there stayed in that boarding house. And the aunt asked her, would she come out and be the cook there? So she said, well, you know, we Vikings, we like to see new places. So she got on the train again and went out to California. And that's where she met my grandfather, who was from Norway.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
Of course, by then, by her time in Chicago, when she was working as a cook for
mm-hmm.
a family,
mm-hmm.
she was speaking English by the time she went to California.
Yes.
How did that happen?
The family was very good. They were a rich family and they had other servants. But the man of the house told her, no, you don't eat in the kitchen with the other servants. You must eat in the dining room with me and my family so that you learn English. And they helped her to learn English. And then whenever she would see her brother, he would help her to learn to read the newspaper. I asked her once, because as a child I was interested, how long does it take to learn another language? And she said, well, after about 3 months, she felt comfortable that she could understand and speak enough. So that gave me courage. If you can learn another language in 3 months, well, then do it. So
especially,
I've done it.
Especially by total immersion like that,
yeah,
where you're
yeah,
suddenly
I've,
in an environment where no one speaks your language. Yeah.
Yeah, I did it for 6 weeks in Greece and 6 weeks in Norway, but I haven't had anyone to practice with. So it's kind of way back in the back of the brain now.
You don't know about the Port City Scandinavians?
Yes, I was a member of it.
Oh.
And unfortunately, it folded when this wonderful woman that founded it moved, Siri Fensen.
Oh, I thought they were still operating.
No, they don't. And
no.
Nobody even has a list, and I've been trying to find out where some of the Norwegians
Carol,
belong.
After the interview, I will talk with you about this because
okay.
they approached me about being part of their Santa Lucia festival in December, so I know they still exist. They
All
had a
right.
big smorgasbord in honor of Santa Lucia and a big festival, so I'll hook you up with that. Now,
great.
How much time did you spend with, Hilda, they called her?
Yeah. A lot, even more than, more leisure time than my mother, because while my grandmother was raising her children, she had six to look after. And when she had her grandchildren, she would only have one or two of us at a time. And I lived just a block away from my grandmother for some time. And so I would spend a lot of time with her because I was fascinated by stories of Norway and her life. And in fact, I used to say that my other side of the family was the boring American side. And the Norwegian side was the interesting side to me as a child.
And that was your mother's mother.
Yeah. So I learned a lot about Norway and her life by being there and all sorts of interesting customs that we never would have done in a modern American home, like churning butter.
She yeah. did that still.
Oh, yeah. You know, and here's the amazing thing. She said, well, over here we can keep our butter. And I said, what do you mean? She said, in Norway, we were too poor. We had to sell our butter. Isn't that amazing?
So she came from, you said, a small town. Was it a sort of a farming community?
It was a village, yeah.
It was a village.
And it still is, and they know everything you say and do there, and they talk about it. So you better be careful.
Oh, my gosh. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Peril Pendergrast. She has a show that opens next Friday evening at 7 o'clock at Old Books on Front Street. It's a one-woman show called From Norway to America with Love, inspired by her mother's mother, by her grandmother. So you were just starting to get into some American customs that she liked and didn't like so much. What was the one that you were telling me that she liked the most? That she could speak
her mind.
Oh,
the fact that she could say whatever she wanted to do and do whatever she wanted to do and not worry so much about what other people thought of her. Because in her village, if you didn't do things the way everybody else thought you should do them, they certainly would talk about that.
Was there any repression from the government or the church or anything when she was growing up? Did she ever speak of that?
Not so much, but she was very aware of the terrible repression during the Second World War when Germany was occupying Norway. She was worried night and day about her sister. Here's the interesting thing is all her brothers and sisters had immigrated to America, but one of them went back to take care of their father when he was old.
Oh my.
And so it's thanks to her being back there that we still have relatives in Norway, and we visit them whenever we can, and they come over here, too.
Boy, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
In my family, all four grandparents came from different parts of Sweden and met in the Chicago area, but basically largely lost touch with relatives back in Sweden.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't. Yeah.
Well, eventually my parents were able to make the connection because someone in Sweden reached out and found my parents and all that got sorted out.
Uh-huh.
But in Sweden at that time, my grandparents also came over in the early 1900s, like your grandmother did. But the repression of the state church was rather intense at that time. And all four of my grandparents were basically fleeing that repression.
Oh, my heavens.
But they were also fleeing poverty, as
yes,
your grandmother
yes,
was saying,
yeah.
Just abject poverty. So
yeah, but Grandma was very religious, and I don't think she felt repressed by the church.
Good.
The only thing I remember is that she said that in the altar area, the priest had always told them, if you come up here, God will strike you dead, or somebody in the church. Anyway, that's what they thought. And then, of course, they had one rebel in the Sunday school class, a little boy who went up there and showed them that they wouldn't be struck dead if they went up there.
You
but I don't
have
remember
that.
Anything else
yeah.
about any repression. And I still go to that church when I go over there.
Now, you said priest. Was it a Catholic church?
No, they would call the Norwegian preacher
minister
a
was
priest.
A priest.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so.
And he would wear a long black gown and a white ruff like the Elizabethan ruff. They were wearing those up until about 10 years ago. I was disappointed on my last trip that they weren't still wearing them.
Wow. Was it the Lutheran church?
Yeah, Lutheran. Oh, definitely Lutheran. Yeah,
yeah. That's what you see a lot of in Scandinavia. Uh-huh. Now, let's talk a little bit more about just the fact that your grandmother was so representative of so many immigrants. And what do you feel about that and about the status of immigrants these days?
Well, they struggled, there's no doubt about that, but you would not meet better American citizens. They were so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And hardworking.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, 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 Carol says.
Yeah, yeah, that's what she voted in every election.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a very patriotic American. And I want to mention something else because it relates to other immigrants in the city. I'm a friend of Joe Howe that has Sichuan 132. Again, you would never meet a more patriotic American who is so grateful for what America has given them. So I wish everyone would take stock of how good immigrants are as American
Absolutely.
Citizens and help them along when they get here. Help them learn English, whatever they need.
It's interesting you had mentioned Joe Howell with Sichuan 132 because I've been trying to lure him here to talk about Chinese New Year next week. But of course, he is so busy.
I'll try to get him to do it.
I've already got Paula Haller working on him. And she's I know it will be Paula coming because she speaks Chinese. And so we'll have a good time.
She makes documentary films.
Now, exactly.
This is what I love about Wilmington is so many people in the arts and we all are friends with each other. It's such a supportive community.
And a very rich one culturally.
Yes,
so much. The show that Carol has created and will be premiering next Friday night at 7 o'clock at Old Books on Front Street at 249 North Front is called From Norway to America with Love. She'll perform, and then there will be questions and answers afterwards. It's about an hour-long show. Is that right, Kara?
It's not even that long.
Okay.
Because a friend of mine said that's too long for a one-person show.
Okay.
So it's about 45 minutes.
Okay. Then questions and answers afterwards with coffee and refreshments, which you have to have.
Have to have as a Norwegian.
Yeah, that's right. And there's no charge for that, of course. But if you would like to make a donation to the Full Belly Project while you're there, that would be great. And I understand that a RSVP is not required, but it would be very much appreciated so that Old Books on Front Street can plan for the right number of chairs and Carol can plan for the right amount of coffee and something sweet.
And the ones that have RSVP'd will be sure to have a seat.
Absolutely. And some cookies, probably.
Right? Oh, we'll have plenty of cookies.
All right.
And Great Harvest Bread has kindly offered to donate scones and muffins, too.
Oh, wonderful. Here's the phone number to call to make your reservation, 910-791-0938. Again, 791-0938. And there is free parking downtown after 6:30, so don't worry about that. From Norway to America with Love, with Carol Pendergrast. Carol, thank you so much for sharing about your Norwegian grandmother today and your show.
Thank you, Jamila.